Hey boys. So, I'm back from my vacation and I really need to get off. And I thought we would talk about one of our favorite topics. Dick. Y'all really like hearing me talk about dick, and I really like talking about it. Mostly because I think it's funny how much y'all like hearing about it or hearing me talk about it. But I spent my weekend with a very high concentration of gay people, which is funny because, you know, I'm surrounded by women who didn't like dick. And surrounded by men who did. So I walked up to a group of my friends. It was like three guys. And I walked up to them. We were all very drunk. I walked up to them and they stopped talking. And I was like, well, don't have to stop just because I'm walking over. You know, just let me know what I'm walking into. What are we talking about? And they just kind of looked at me and I was like, I mean, if we're talking about dick, we're talking about dick. Like, I'm here for it. And they just laughed and they were talking about how one of them came out or whatever. But I just thought it was funny because then one of the guys in that group who was very, very drunk told me that the first dick he had ever... What did he say? The first dick he ever took up the ass was 9 inches. I don't know if he expected me to be shocked or what, but I kind of, you know, smirked and nodded along and I was like, yeah, I get you. So how was it? Was he okay? Like, did he go slow? Like, we talked about it. It was just really funny. Because this guy was like, Narnian in college, so far in the closet he could see Narnia, for those of you who don't know. Anyways, I thought we would start out. This is a bit of a hysterical data analysis. I have a vibrator. working. Anyways, so I thought that I would start by reading some statistics for you, not about gay men. Sorry for that tangent, but some of you know that I like to go on Big Dick Problems to offer advice or whatever my experience, I guess. I don't know. anyways, but one of the posts I really liked from, it says like a month ago, they've pinned it now, is like an actual, and y'all know how much I like data. So it's a breakdown of actual like sizes as reported by like, or compiled by the different studies they have. Anyways, they have made like this handy little chart. The post is called "What Size Do You Consider to Be Big?" Or the numbers for defining big or whatever. So, less than 3 inches, and this is okay. So the average length, the average range is from 5.2 inches to 5.9 inches, or if you're anywhere else in the world, 13.2 to 15 centimeters. And so that's, you know, like the average, the global average is 5.6 inches. So that range apparently covers the middle 40% of dicks. So if you have a 5.5-inch dick. That is average, not small. Okay. So, anyways, so if you are less than 8.1 centimeters or 3.2 inches, that would be a micropenis. Okay. And then 3.2 to 3.9 inches is very small. 3.9 to 4.5 inches is small. 4.5 to 5.2 inches is just below average. Okay. And then, like we said, 5.2 to 5.9 is average. I'm just doing these in inches now. 5.9 to 6.6 inches is above average. And then 6.6 to 7.3 inches is big. Now, this is 93 to 99.4 percentile, which means that if you have a 6.6 to 7.3 inch dick, you are bigger than 93 to 99.4% of men. Okay, so just pointing that out. There's a like extreme dysphoria, like body dysmorphia with some guys. So if that's you and you're like, oh, I'm only 7 inches, like, no, fuck that. And I know some of you are like, nobody actually says that, but there are people who say that. So anyways, 7.3 to 7.9 inches is huge, and 7.9 to 8.6 inches is enormous. And that is 99.98 percentile. And then anything above 8.6 inches is truly massive. So I would agree with that, obviously. Okay, so that's length. So the average girth is 4.5 inches around, or 11.5 centimeters around. So like if that's the average range is from 4.3 to 4.8 inches. Okay. This is seriously like hysterical data. I'm like squirming really bad over here. Okay. So, your girth, classifications. So if you are, smaller than 2.8 inches around or 7.1 centimeters around. So that's girth measured. So like the distance around, the circumference of your dick, right? Like not across. That would be micropenis level there. So 2.8 to 3.3 inches is very small. And again, these are all girth numbers. Okay. So 3.3 to 3.8, is small. 3.8 to 4.3 is below average. 4.3 to 4.8 inches is average. So 4.8 to 5.3 inches around is above average. So anecdotally, 5 inches around, so right in the middle of that above average range, is I think where a lot of, well, okay, I'm only going to speak for myself. I think that that's where you really start noticing like that really awesome fullness is like at that 5-inch girth mark. So like that's, you know, just barely above average, right? So anyways, 5.3 to 5.8 inches is considered big. So that's your 94 to 99.4 percentile. So 5.8 to 6.3 inches is huge. 6.3 to 6.8 inches around is enormous. And it is. 6.8, anything bigger than 6.8 inches is truly massive. So there you go. Scientifically, because I'm all about science and data, that is going to be your actual, like, what is considered a big dick. So I will tell you that anything, you know, at or above average does it for me personally. Just like in my personal, sorry. Okay, I'm abandoning hysterical pretenses here. Just anything that's that size feels really good, just because that's what I've had, and I've never, just the type of guys I've been with, I've usually been average or above. Okay. Oh, fuck. Okay. All right, so this dildo in my hand right now is a 6x5, so it's 6 inches long and it's 5 inches around. So my thumb and my index finger can easily touch. And it's about as long as my hand. So from the tip of my, because I have big hands, so from the tip of my finger down to the bottom of my palm, the tip of my middle finger to the bottom of my palm, that's about how long it is. So for those of you who like knowing these things, I know that some of you do. So I've got this. Okay, we're gonna, I'm gonna turn the vibrator off and put that to the side. I'm gonna let y'all hear this slightly above average dick. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. This is what I record with almost all the time. This is what y'all hear. God fucking me. In almost every audio I make. Oh, fuck. God, fuck, it feels so good. I know some of y'all think that I'm a size queen. Oh, because I like to play one sometimes, but... fuck. Oh, my God. Look. Oh, you can hear for yourselves. Oh my God. Oh. Fuck. Oh my God. Yeah, you'll fucking come all over this dick. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck. How are you imagining it? Oh, is it the same size as yours? Is it bigger than yours? Is it smaller than yours? Are you imagining it? Oh, fuck. Oh my God, fuck. Oh my God, fuck. See? Oh my God, yes. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, God, I could take a fucking solid dick like this all fucking day.
God, fuck. Fuck. Whew. Oh, I think I need a middle-sized one, though. Oh, sorry, y'all. I was out of town this weekend, so I obviously didn't take any of my toys. I haven't fucked myself in days. Oh, shit. Oh, I felt so good. Alright, so this one, my other toy, is very large. I got it for my birthday. Like, I bought it for myself as kind of a, not a joke, but more of a challenge. Oh, fuck, okay. So this one is massive, obviously, truly, from all of the data. It's 9 inches long, and it's 6.5 inches around. So, the other one, what did I say? My thumb and my index finger, I easily closed it. This one, they definitely can't reach. My thumb and my middle finger can touch, but none of the rest of my finger, well, my ring finger barely, but my middle finger can. This one is, I can't, I've said this before, I can't take this whole dick. I think my max is 8.5 inches, but, okay, y'all can listen to this. Oh, I'm so wet, I don't need any lube. Fuck. I mean, I could keep going, but oh, I'm trying to stop. Oh, God, it's still fucking buried inside me. Oh, my God. Okay. Okay. Well, this has been Dick Science with Mari. I hope you enjoyed that.